The Consumer Watchdog has confirmed it's investigating Telstra over the way it sells phone contracts to vulnerable Indigenous Australians. AMCN reveal the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is investigating serious allegations raised by financial counsellors working in rural and remote areas who claim Telstra is selling expensive mobile phone plans to people living on welfare. Consumer advocates are now calling for Telstra to be subject to the same rules as banks, allowing proper checks to assess if potential customers can afford a phone contract. Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge has this story from Broome in Western Australia.
Whee!
On a warm afternoon in Broome, young mum Caitlin Rowe enjoys precious moments with her two-year-old daughter, Kailani. Caitlin lives on welfare. Making life harder, she spent last year battling a crippling Telstra bill of almost $2,200.
So it was pretty difficult at that time because I was struggling with some other stuff as well, like trying to feed my daughter and things.
Caitlin was a long-time prepaid Telstra customer when she says she was offered a phone if she took out a two-year contract.
But they did not tell me that if I used the data more, it was going to get higher and higher, which I didn't know about.
Then she received a notice from debt collectors threatening legal action if she didn't pay.
That was scary because, you know, 21-year-old mother, I was a bit shocked, you know, and I was stressing out.
Broome financial counsellor Alan Gray sees dozens of cases like Caitlin's as he drives across the Kimberley visiting clients.
What's happening time and time again is that my clients don't have it explained to them that on top of the monthly contract fee, this is how excess data works. People are very embarrassed about their debts. They blame themselves.
Last year, Alan Gray was able to get more than $100,000 worth of Telstra debt waived for 26 customers, some with bills as high as $9,000. But Mr. Gray says he and other financial counsellors continue to deal with protracted disputes with Telstra on behalf of their vulnerable clients.
I had no idea that this problem was bigger than Broome. And then I just bumped into someone from Alice Springs, another financial counsellor, and we started a little network, and before long we discovered that this exactly the same practices were happening in Broome, in Alice Springs, in the APY lands, in Darwin, in Cairns. It's happening all over the outback.
The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has now confirmed it's investigating Telstra's conduct. Consumer and small business executive at Telstra, Michael Ackland, says the company has been changing its systems to do better.
Vulnerable customers and customers in all forms of vulnerability is something that we are very aware of and constantly looking to improve how we get that right. And it's in fact in our interest and the customer's interest to get that right. That said, we will not always get it right.
Caitlin Rowe eventually had her debt waived with the help of local financial counsellors. Telstra has apologised unreservedly to Ms. Rowe and says mistakes were made in her case.
Amy Bainbridge.